that's irrelevant. You trust the Lord with the details. The Lord will work things out. So, you just don't spend enough time praying. You need to pray for the government. You know, there are some governors that I really like, and there are some governors, I don't know what they're thinking. Just, gotta pray for all of them, though. Thank you for the relays. Jerry, I'm really glad that you're in there, and James, always nice to talk to you. So, God bless 73, and I'll hang out and go for the ride. KG5CXO, back to Met Control.
All right.
And I think you might be copying me because I'm hearing you over the air, and so. KG5PXO, very good work from 1 Timothy chapter, was it 1st or 2nd Timothy? Better look at that.
1 Timothy 2.
Okay, got it. Anyway, thank you for that. We all need that. Yeah, things aren't, you're right about that. Things aren't going quiet and peaceable life and all godliness and honesty. That will come later, I'm afraid, but we will pray nonetheless, because we can do that. And Paul was writing this in the time of Nero, so we all know what happened to that. So, 73 and 99, Sadie, take care and hang along with us here for as long as you can, and get well soon. Hopefully you recover quickly, and Godspeed to you, sir. KAG5PXO, this is KA2RMS.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Ronnie. God bless you, brother.
Morning, gentlemen. Happy to be here.
Did you hear Dennis in there, Ron?
I did. I was waiting for JD to reply to him, and then I was going to give him his number. Number 8, Sir Dennis, WD4ACH, number 8.
Okay, whoever's Sir Dennis, he has got number 8. What's my number, over?
Dennis is number 8, WD4ACH, you are number 8.
Oh, okay. You said sir, I knew that wasn't me. Okay, number 8, thank you.
Okay, you're messing with me a little bit there, Dennis. Thanks for being in there.
Yeah, Roger, just let me get over there. I'm not a sucker. I'm at the lower of the food or whatever that would be,
Roger. I understand. WD4ACH, KA2RMS. All right, number 9 for the Armed Christian Fellowship Net. Anybody else would like to check in, we'll thank you now. Number 9, please call now.
If not sir, maybe Sir Lee.
I need a relay for that one.
I was JD saying if not sir, Sir Lee, over.
Okay. Okay. This is good. Okay, we don't have number 9 yet, so let's go back up on the list here. We had number 4 was Kilo Oscar 6 Bravo Papa hotel, and he was short time. He was in and out. We appreciate John being in from California. Let's see. Southwest of Lake Tahoe is where he was, up in the Sierra Nevada Mountains. So we appreciate John checking in with us today and as a guest. And so, John, 73 and 99, see you. And we'll look for God to do whatever he needs to do for you there and in your life. We appreciate that. Appreciate hearing from you today. Hail 6, VBH. BPH, this is KA2RMS. Okay, let's go to number 5. Is W1DIY. W1DIY. John, go ahead and take your turn. KA2RMS.
W1DIY, John here. I'm located in central Minnesota. Good to be back on the net. So good morning. And now it's back to the normal old routine. But always appreciate being able to get out and do something a little bit different occasionally. Let's see here. And the temp will be dropping most of the day, I think. Beyond the cold weather we're going to get this weekend, I think it's going to hit us prior to invading Missouri. Anyways, it's a drizzly, overcast day out, but it's not snowing, so I guess that's a positive. It's always nice when the ground freezes before it snows. It's quite a mess if you have to plow snow in the ground. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 41 and 42, the conversation between Jesus and Martha. So I really appreciate this conversation. There's so many ways it's applicable to my life. And sometimes to be worried about things that are insignificant and really don't have much of an impact on the things that need to be kept in perspective. And so Jesus brings her back into perspective and he says to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Martha's sister Mary wasn't concerned about all the details. She just ran and sat at Jesus' feet. And so that's what Jesus really was encouraging Martha, to let some of those details go and just come and sit at his feet and be in his presence. And, I hope that encourages somebody this morning. Good morning, JD, if you can hear me. Dennis says, big copy of you over the air. So if that's going on, I'm sending back to you, W1DIY, back to KPM.
All right, John, thank you very much for Luke 10:41, and yeah, I would figure that the cold front was coming down. You're handing off that cold front to down south to us, so I'm not going to say I appreciate that, but I think you're not in control of that, so that's okay. 73 and 99, John, thanks for riding along with us here on the net for as long as you can. Appreciate Luke 10:41. Sitting at the feet of Jesus is what we need to be doing, meditating on the law of the Lord day and night. And so thanks for that. Appreciate it. and 73 and 99 to you and yours. W1DIYKA2RMS. All right, anybody would like to check into the Arms Christian Fellowship Net, B number 9, please call now. This is KA2RMS. Okay, let me do this real quick. W1DIY, could you put out a call for number 9, please? KA2RMS.
Copy that. This is W1DIY looking for a check-in to the Amateur Radio System Fellowship Net. If you would like to check in to the net, please come down with your call sign.
And thank you very much, John. Appreciate that. And well, I'll move right along down the list. Number 6 on the list is Victor Alpha 7 Romeo Alpha. Roland, go ahead and take your turn. KA2RMS.
Yeah, okay, very good, KA2RMS, VA7RA, transmitting through remotely, VE7 Sierra Charlie Charlie. Yeah, nice slow pace this morning, Ron. We're in no hurry to go anywhere, and it looks like we'll be telling stories for the last hour of the net. Anyways, we'll come up with one, and I got one for you today, too, and I'm going to give it here in a minute. Because the scripture I'm sharing, I shared last night. I had met a gentleman from Romania. He had moved in here. His wife had passed away about 3 months ago. And we had a long chat when we first met, kind of in the doorway of the building. And it was fairly obvious he was hurting and really missing her. She was from Guatemala. And he is from Romania, and he's traveled the world in cargo ships. Ever since the age of 19, this guy has been on the ocean working, I don't know, I think possibly as a mechanic or something. But part of the crew all over the world. He showed me a nice cross he had picked up in Corinth, the city of Corinth. He said he's visited a lot of the cities that the Apostle Paul had been on his missionary journeys. So he's read his Bible a fair bit. But here just was it yesterday or day before, he met me in the elevator and he said, I need to talk to you, said, I know all about it, but I really can't say that I have completed my faith in the Lord. My wife was a Christian, a born-again Christian, and she made no bones about it. But he said, I can't say that. So he said, I have a Bible that she had given me. I'd like you to sign it. Can I bring it up? So he brought it up last night. So I'm going to cut right to the chase. It's pretty obvious he was crying out for help. And so gradually I took him by the hand and led him down the Roman road. And before he was out of here, he had prayed the prayer of for repentance and accepted Christ into his heart as Lord and Savior. So he is now indeed a brother in the Lord and got reassurance now right out of the Word. I made him read all the scripture references. And one of them is right here that I'm sharing, Romans 6:23, and of course Romans 10:9-10, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and I made that clear to him that this is a repentant prayer. This is something you have to say. And so I helped him a little with that. But yeah, nevertheless, he came to that moment of truth, and tears flowed. So hallelujah. The weather here today, by the way, is wet. Just like those tears, it's wet and more wet. And then after that, we're going to get some more wet. So rain, and more rain. So that's pretty much it. Temperatures running pretty good around mid 40s to mid 50s. And,